Could be, it could be. But,
okay, so neon's red.
Why, what do you know about neon that is red? I'm really off on a total random tangent here, but anyhow, it's fine. What about neon is red? Have you ever heard of a neon light?
Yes.
What color are neon lights?
Red.
Neon lights are red, okay? Neon lights are red. The neon lights that are not red, what? How do they work? How do you have a neon light? Neon will only glow red. How do you have a neon light that glows green?
It's not
neon, it's argon, and argon glows white, and so you take a glass tube and you cover it with green plastic and you run argon in. Okay? So anyhow.
But we don't call it argon, that's good. Yeah.
And that's historical because neon was the first gas that was used in discharge tubes. So neon grows red because of a discharge. You run an electrical discharge, basically a spark, through the tube, and you excite the electric orbitals, and neon happens to have excitations. The excitations that are in the visible band happen to be red. Argon has a distribution of lines that stimulate perception of white in the human brain, which means it's got some blue lines, green lines, and yellow lines. Why do our fluorescent lights look white? Because we know there is no, when you look in the visible band, there is no white frequency, right? So we've chosen some mercury vapor. So we've got mercury, neon lights have a mercury vapor on the outside, which has a set of lines that are distributed across the spectrum so that the human brain perceives them as whitish. Anyhow, so an electrical spark is blue because why?